Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today? As usual, not prepared for a live on a Tuesday.
Well, we're continuing on the Maccabees trail here.
Sure as fuck are.
And we're doing it live on Discord.
Yeah, we are.
After we talked for like an hour and a half tonight.
We did. It was brilliant.
We got to the podcast.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was fun. And Kid was there.
You missed Kid, guys.
You weren't on the live, you missed Kid.
Yeah.
So,
and that is a shame for you, quite honestly.
You should join us on Discord. There's a link down at the bottom under the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
But last time we did 2 Maccabees chapter 12.
We sure as fuck did.
And in that episode, mm-hmm. we had a boat that they had people go out on and then they drowned them all.
Yeah.
And then that.
With the wife and children of the Jewish people.
Wives and children of the, yeah.
Of the Sacadoodles.
It wasn't good. They tricked them, apparently.
The Sacadoodles.
They said, hey, we're going to go on a boat trip.
Mm-hmm.
All just the wives and the children.
Mm-hmm.
And then they didn't come back.
Yeah.
And that kind of pissed off the Maccabees, as it should.
Yeah.
As it would.
Yeah.
Me as well. That would piss me off very much.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
If somebody tricked me and Kid onto a boat and then drowned us,
you'd
be pretty mad, like the Maccabees.
More than pretty mad. I'd be very, very mad.
Very mad.
Very mad. And sad.
But not glad.
Not glad.
Oh,
no.
God.
Yeah. So then we got into a bunch of war stuff, and there was like 120,000 infantry where there was like a fuck ton of people, which didn't make any fucking sense. So the numbers didn't work out. And then we talked about the measurements between stadia and furlongs, and there was just a bunch of craziness.
Okay.
That's pretty much what happened last time.
So
that was 2 Maccabees chapter 12.
So the Maccadoodles got screwed and picked more fights?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that means that today we're getting into
2 Maccadoodles, chapter 13.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie. All right, 2 Maccadoodles, chapter 13.
All right, yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Kay.
I was born ready.
I don't think that's true, sir.
I mean, I was born and I'm ready.
Okay. I'm not going to address it because it's entirely too stupid.
It is. It is really. I got to get a couple dad jokes in occasionally that are really bad.
No, that
and
was
maybe
not,
even to the point that they suck.
That wasn't even a dad joke.
It was just a bad joke.
It wasn't even a joke.
Okay.
No, it's
so bad.
Stupid.
It's not even on the joke radar.
It was stupid. It was just plain stupid.
Yeah, that's the consensus on Discord, too.
Thank you. And I know it pains them to ever agree with me. So that's how you know it's true. In the 149th year, news was brought to Judas and his company that Antiochus Eupator, not the OG.
No, the son of the villain.
That dude was coming with multitudes against Judea.
Okay.
Multitudes. And with him, Lysias, his guardian and chancellor, each having a Greek force of 110,000 infantry, 5,300 cavalry, 22 elephants, and 300 chariots armed with scythes.
It's only 110,000 probably because they killed 10,000 the last time, remember?
I almost said scythes. But it's scythes.
Yes, it is.
Scythes. But yes, that was good math remembering.
Yeah, yeah.
I immediately forgot all the numbers except for the 22 elephants. Because I like elephants.
I mean, I don't think you would like these elephants if they were coming at you.
But I would like them if they weren't coming
like
at me.
They're like war elephants, you know?
I would like them if I was watching them in a movie.
Maybe.
I love elephants. Shut up. Anyways, and Menelaus also joined himself with them. He joined himself.
Yeah.
with them, and with great hypocrisy encouraged Antiochus, not for the saving of his country, but because he thought that he would be set over the government.
Oh, okay.
That's what he thought. But the King of Kings stirred up the anger of Antiochus against the wicked wretch. Wait, who's the King of Kings?
I feel like we're talking about, like, this is like an infighting thing with the Greeks or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, the King of Kings, I feel like, is Antiochus, right?
No,
that's Lysias.
The King of Kings stirred up the anger of Antiochus, it says.
Oh, so that must be like Lysias, maybe?
Is Lysias the king? No, Lysias is his guardian and chancellor. Hold on. Jesus was brought to Judas and his company was come with him in 22.
We'll get there eventually, guys.
I don't know.
Somebody's pissed off at somebody.
Some king is mad. Okay, but the King of Kings stirred up the anger of Antiochus against the wicked wretch. When Lysias informed him that this man was the cause of all the evils, the king commanded to bring him to Beroa.
Sure.
And to put him to death in the way customary in that place.
This joining didn't go very well.
No, it did not. Now there is in that place a tower that is 50 cubits high. But not
now we're talking about fucking cubits. We just got done talking about stadia and fucking furlongs, and now mm-hmm. we're gonna bring cubits into this? Mm-hmm. They can't even agree on a fucking measuring system. This is bullshit. Besides, a cubit isn't even like a standard. It's just like, from what I understand, it's like from your elbow to the tip of your middle finger, 50 right?
Of those. There's like a tower that's 50.
People
of
have
those.
Different lengths of those, so like it doesn't even. Like, how do you know which cubit it's
the
measured
average,
by?
Is there a standard guy. Cubit?
But they have like a fucking arm bone with a hand attached to it that they bring out and just like place it.
Oh my god! Like those things you get in the dollar store where you can use them to point at things. Those are fun.
Bring out the holy standard cubit.
Bring out the pointer. All right. So there is in that place a tower that is 50 cubits high, full of ashes, and it had all around it a
really bad
circular rim, sloping steeply on every side into the ashes.
Why? What?
I can't hear the word rim. I'm sorry.
You just continue on.
So there's this tower, and it's 50 arms high, and it's full of ashes, and it has a rim.
But it's also on the outside of the rim.
Round the outside. Here is one who is guilty of sacrilege, as are we.
Mm-hmm.
Or notorious for other crimes, is pushed down to destruction. Oh, let me reread that.
Yeah.
Here, one who is guilty of sacrilege or notorious for other crimes is pushed down to destruction. Mm. So they're like, get on that tower and we're going to push you into the ashes.
Oh, so like they just burn them, basically. Okay. I mean, I'm guessing.
Or they
like,
bury them
That's probably
ashes.
Why there's so many ashes. They burnt them all.
Oh, yeah. It's a
sacrilegious people.
It's a burn book, but a building instead of a book. By such a fate, it happened that the breaker of the law, Menelaus, died without obtaining so much as a grave in the earth, and that justly.
Mm.
For inasmuch as he had perpetrated many sins against the altar, whose fire and whose ashes were holy, he received his ashes in death.
I feel like this is a really weird chapter because we're talking about all Greek stuff and they're talking about he received his just punishment, but from Greek hands in a tower where they burn people who are sacrilegious, which maybe would include Jewish people.
Yeah.
Possibly. I don't really fucking know what's happening here, but that doesn't sound... This sounds really weird.
Well, I will enjoy the Q&A.
Yeah.
Now the king, whoever he was, infuriated in spirit, was coming with intent to inflict on the Jews the very worst of the sufferings that had been done in his father's time.
Okay.
But when Judas heard of these things, he commanded the multitude to call upon the Lord day and night.
Bum, ba, da, bum.
Bum, 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 bum. If ever at any other time. So now, to help those who were at the point of being deprived of the law, their country, and the Holy Temple, and not to allow the people who had just begun to be revived to fall into the hands of those profane heathen. That was too many words. So we've
switched from Greek to now Maccabeus is like, we're going to get them. And I don't, this chapter is really disjointed.
It's back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Judas heard of what was happening with those Greeks and their
right.
ash tower.
Sure.
And he's like, call upon the Lord day and night.
Okay.
Be praying.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they had all done the same thing together, all the praying and stuff, begging the merciful Lord with weeping and fastings and prostration for 3 days without ceasing, Judas exhorted them and commanded they should join him.
Okay.
So they all so
they were really scared and prayed a lot, and then
they did their pray thing.
Judas was like,
Come join. Let's go now.
Okay.
Get up. You're done praying. Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. Having consulted privately with the elders, he resolved that before the king's army entered into Judea and made themselves masters of the city, they should go out and decide the matter by the help of God. Okay. And committing the decision to the Lord of the world and exhorting those who are with him to contend nobly, even to death, for laws, temple, city, country, and way of life, he pitched his camp by Modin.
He made his plea to the people that were praying, and then they're like, let's go get these guys before they come in and take over what we have, and then now they're camping.
Yes, at Modin. Yes.
Okay.
He gave out to his men the watchword, all caps, victory is God's.
That's the watchword.
That's the watchword.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys shout it in all caps.
Victory is God. Or not.
Nope, you didn't do it right because it has an apostrophe S on the
God's.
It's
God's victory.
God is, yeah.
Yeah.
God owns the victory. Try it again.
No.
Victory is God's.
Very good, wife.
Yeah. With a chosen force of the bravest young men, he attacked by the king's pavilion by night and killed of his army as many as 2,000 men and brought down the leading elephant with him who was in the tower on him.
Now there's only 21.
Oh, I remember reading about this when they pulled the tower over on the elephant guy.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
In the first Maccabees.
Yeah. Yeah, this is that story again.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, but then, yeah. Like, but it was like he was protected or something running out. No. Oh, that's right. Dude got squished.
Yes.
Under the elephant as he brought it down because he was like, yeah.
Okay. And then that guy was brave or whatever. And they were like, yay for that guy that did that. But that guy died too.
Right.
Okay. At last, they filled the army with terror and alarm and departed with good success. This had been accomplished when the day was just dawning because of the Lord's protection that gave Judas help. But when the king, having had a taste of the exceeding boldness of the Jews, made strategic attacks on their positions and on a strong fortress of the Jews at Bethsura, he advanced, was turned back, failed, and was defeated.
I really want to know what the numbers that the Jewish people had. Because they got 110,000, and they only took down one elephant. Which means that there's still 21 elephants,
elephants. That sounds like a song. And if you got
21 elephants and you only killed 2,000 people, that still means there's 108,000 people and 21 elephants.
What do you call people who drive the elephants? Are they pilots? Because then you would have 21 pilots.
Maybe that's where the band name came from. You never know these things, right?
Right.
Till you ask. I mean, you could ask them and see if that's maybe where they got it. Yeah. 21 pilots.
21 elephant pilots was the original name. And everybody was like, don't do that to elephants. Judas sent the things that were necessary to those who were within. But Rhodocus. I love that name. R-H-O-D-O-C-U-S. Rhodocus.
Yeah.
Rhodocus, from the Jewish ranks, made secrets known to the enemy. Oh, that son of a bitch, Rhodocus.
He's less sexy than Eroticus.
What's Eroticus?
Jesus. What? God. Erotica.
Erotica.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not follow that at all because you made up words.
I did, and it was funny. That was funny.
I don't think it really was because
I am going to argue that point. Erotica that was funny.
Has a T.
Just because you didn't get it when I said it.
D.
When you didn't get it.
Because you were trying to make funny. Sounds be each other because you're Ohio.
I mean,
that reminds me. We were at our friend's house the other day, and he pulled out his jacket, and it had all these pins on it. But he said pen.
That's how you say pins. And
no,
in Ohio.
No. It you reminded do. Me that in Ohio, and I think Michigan also, that they can't hear the difference between the I and the E in most words. So a pin and a pen is the same word to their ears.
It is.
And that's what you tried to do with erotica. And I won't have it. And neither will Rodicus. Just so you know. We won't have it. Rodicus, from the Jewish ranks, made secrets known to the enemy. Because he's a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He was sought out, arrested, and shut up in prison. I mean, if you're going to do treason, that's maybe what you get if you're back in those days.
Probably. Or burnt into ashes.
Yeah. I mean, he knew the risk.
Yeah.
He had it coming. The king negotiated with them in Bethsura the second time, gave his hand, took theirs, departed, attacked the forces of Judas, was put to the worse, heard that Philip, who had been left as chancellor in Antioch, had become reckless, was confounded, made to the Jews an overture of peace. This sounds like a bullet list.
Yeah.
Submitted himself and swore to knowledge all their rights, came to terms with them, and offered sacrifice, honored the sanctuary and the place, showed kindness, and graciously received Maccabeus, left Hegemones, governor from Ptolemais, even to the Jeremians, and came to Ptolemais.
Okay.
That was one sentence. He did this, this, this,
yeah.
This, and this. I mean, that's like basically saying...
But did we go to where they're reconciling with the Jewish people now?
We went in that even one past sentence? That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like they solved the whole problem just in one sentence.
Yeah.
Like it just took one sentence to solve everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like so weird.
And I want to thank Polly on our Discord because they told me that Mahout is the name of professional elephant drivers.
Oh, that is not a pilot.
No. So.
Thank you, Polly.
Yeah.
The men of Ptolemais were displeased at the treaty, for they had exceedingly great indignation against the Jews.
Mm.
They desired to annul the articles of the agreement.
Oh, okay. So we didn't solve it. It's going to get unsolved just now.
If there was a problem,
they didn't solve it.
No. Lysias came forward to speak, made the best defense that was possible, persuaded, pacified, gained their goodwill, and departed to Antioch.
Oh, okay.
This was the issue of the attack and departure of the king, the end.
That was perfectly not clear.
Like
that whole chapter was just like,
feel like
not good.
I feel like the priest or whatever that was in charge of putting this chapter together, he was like, I'm really hungry. I'm just going to make a bunch of, you know what? I'm going to ChatGPT this.
Yeah.
Because that's how ChatGPT would do this. It would make a bulleted list.
I feel like it would do better sentences, though, actually.
It probably would, to be honest.
Like it wouldn't have done that long run-on sentence.
No.
It would have at least put a M-dash in there.
Yeah. This was the issue of the attack, not that.
Right,
like, yeah. That's what it would have done.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
well, I don't even really know what to comment about at the end of that one, other than
was crazy
elephants and that's crazy stuff.
And I remember in First Maccabees, the guy who made the tower fall on the elephant,
yeah.
He was praised as a hero ever after.
He was, yeah.
And I forget his name now because
I do too. So
we really wanted to remember it. I do remember that.
Well, we didn't.
But we
didn't. This isn't like oh shit! What the fuck's his name? The great hunter guy.
Nimoy. No.
Nimrod.
Nimrod. Jesus.
Thank you, Brady.
I said Nimoy. A of the Leonard variety.
I'm sitting here trying to remember something that I can't even fucking remember it. I'm like, I would never forget that. Never.
It's that once you're asked and you're on the spot, yeah, you forget everything you've ever
like,
heard.
I definitely know Nimrod. Like, that's like, that's one of those things that, like, early on in our podcast, I was like drilling in on. I'm like, I love this guy, right?
Yeah.
Nimrod was cool.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I'm sitting here trying to recall it, and I'm like, nope, not coming. Not, it's not happening. I had the first letter.
I did not. I had idiot. That's all I could think.
All right. Do you have anything else to add?
This chapter was a bust.
I'm really looking forward to the Q&A on this because I'm lost on this. Like, I think I was even lost a little bit in the last chapter.
We were.
There's so many things happening that I don't even know where to begin with.
Right.
And it's just too much.
It's too much, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucked, and I look forward to gaining better understanding.
Definitely.
Anyways, bye.
Bye. Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.